Just wondering what, obviously you've been up with several different teams. What do you kind of see as the opportunity here, and just what was your kind of reaction when you found out you'd be coming up?
Yeah, you know, obviously it's the goal to be in the big leagues, and just been continually trying to get better, and just gonna try to do that up here as well.
What made this a good, I guess, team to sign with, or when you were looking at maybe different options after the Diamondbacks, what made the A's good?
Yeah, I mean, I almost came here from the start, but I think I wanted to try to stay at home, I live in Arizona now, and do that, but I'm glad that it's still pretty early, and I'm here now.
What, I guess, made this a good fit, maybe?
Just, you know, I think me being a corner guy here, and just, you know, they were on me pretty good this off season, so I felt like the interest was mutual, and I felt wanted here, you know, and just going to come here and try to produce some offense and, you know, hit well.
Do you have one of the corner spots that you're more comfortable at, or are you pretty much comfortable at it?
I'm comfortable at both. You know, I came out as a third baseman, pretty much played that. Recently I've been playing, you know, a little bit more both, just kind of split, you know, back and forth a couple times a week. So, yeah, I feel pretty comfortable with both.
Do you know anybody in the clubhouse?
Yeah, I know Elvis when I was in spring training with Texas, and you know, a couple guys who were down in Vegas and played against Bo. You know, played against these guys through the years too, so it's nothing too foreign.
What do you feel like, I guess, how comfortable do you feel at the plate right now? Obviously the numbers in AAA, and especially Vegas, kind of jump off the page. What's working well?
You know, I've kind of been through a little bit of a swing transition the past couple of years. You know, I think the accumulation of it came last year. It kind of all came together a little bit last year in AAA with the Dodgers. So just being doing the same thing as I was doing last year, you know, and I feel pretty comfortable with it. And you know, been getting good results, so just gonna just kind of do that and just get acclimated here and just try to do the same thing.
How would you describe what the transition is? Like, what was the change that you went through?
I mean, shoot, I mean, even in the big leagues back when with the White Sox, I feel like I just had no idea what I was doing, to be honest, you know. And the game is kind of pressured all the players to either change or, you know, or leave, you know. So I've really seen as many hitting coaches as I have, as I can, you know. I've seen all the quote-unquote gurus or whatever, you know, and just try to, you know, not necessarily go and be like, hey, fix me. I just went and wanted to learn, you know. I feel like I really know how the swing works now, and especially mine, and you know, I'm just trying to try to make my swing as efficient as possible, you know, and it's been working. So you know, hitting's obviously, it seems like it's hard. It's always hard. And it seems like this year, just across the league, it's been harder to hit than ever, you know. So just trying to, you know, clean up my swing as much as I can and know how it works and just apply it every day.
Was there a year or a time that you would point to as like a breakthrough where you really kind of made the jump?
I mean, I guess 19, you know, 19 and 20 was kind of really when I was changing my swing and just, I mean, trying all the things I was learning and really figuring out what would work for me and what wouldn't. And like I said, last year was the culmination of it, you know. I mean, walking more, striking out less, and just putting the ball in play more, and just better angles, and, you know, more home runs to all the fields and everything. So I think last year was just really the breakthrough that really did it, and I just kept on doing the same thing.
What was it that you changed? Like, what about your, was it like setup or swing path or body?
I mean, I guess everything, you know. I used to just like, you know, like, I guess I'm a product of the baby, of the 90s, you know. Like, you just, you know, swing down, you know, and like, kind of like that, use your hands. And now I feel like I, you know, went through all the science of everything. You know, everybody's going everywhere, you know, now, yeah. I mean. And I feel I've done the same thing and really made my body more efficient and cleaned up my path and everything, you know. You know, obviously it's hard to explain, not that simple, you know, but it's been quite my swing's completely different than it used to be.
More like elevation, not driving.
Yeah, I guess I'm hitting the ball with I feel like I'm more of a line drive hitter now than I ever was. You know, I think I would spin the ball more, a little more, and balloon it up a little bit. It's my bat's in the zone longer. It's not steep. It's not, you know, under more. So, I mean, obviously, hitting's every day. You always go through little things, but it's a little bit more consistent now.
Was there one hitting coach, or was it just kind of combination?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's one. I mean, I learned probably a little bit from everybody, you know? Like, I just kind of took something from, I've seen probably almost 10 different guys, you know, just to learn.
When you signed with these guys, was there at all a guarantee that you'd be up here, or was it kind of taking a chance that you'd be able to play your way up here?
Yeah, just, I think, at this point in my career, I think all I could ask for is a good opportunity, you know, and they presented that, and so I just had to go on and bet on myself and, you know, just take the opportunity, what I could do with it.
Cool. Thanks,
awesome.
Matt.
Thank you.
Matt, Vince, good showing you.